This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from the BBC.
I'm sure we all have childhood memories. What we did at school, the food we ate, the games we played. But perhaps the most vivid recollections are those of the toys we played with. There were many gadgets that may seem unsophisticated now, but were the must-have items in the playground back in the day. Now it seems that our passion for nostalgia means some of them are making a comeback. One of my favourites was the Nintendo Game Boy, which returned to the shops last year, 30 years after it was first released. This handheld console has had some modifications, but still offers a simple gaming experience and a trip down memory lane. If the Game Boy wasn't from your era, how about the Tamagotchi? This egg-shaped plastic pet that its owner had to keep alive with constant care and attention was the must-have item not long after it launched in 1996. These sometimes annoying creatures were such a distraction in the classroom, they often got banned from school. But now, childlike adults can relive their wasted youth because Japanese manufacturer Bandai will soon release an all-colour, new and improved version of the classic toy. Its maker says it's evolved from a pet into more of a character and can inhabit different lands, as well as get married and breed. So what's driving this demand for retro goods? Retail analyst for Mintel, Chana Baram, told the BBC people are searching for comfort in the good old days. Certainly playing with an old toy brings back memories of our formative years and gives us a feel-good factor. But it's also something brands and marketing companies want to cash in on. Retro toys are also something we could cash in on too. In the darkest corners of many attics and spare rooms lie the toys of Christmas past. And those once much loved and played with presents may now have a value beyond nostalgia. Toyologist Peter Jenkinson told the BBC that any number of toys that we all play with as kids are now worth more than a few quid. He suggests there's a real collector's market for certain old board games, Star Wars characters, Cindy dolls and Lego sets. However, if you own something like this, it may be just too precious to sell and part with the connection to your childhood.
Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.